The time of darkness is descending, an age when the dark shall eclipse light, so that men will perhaps call it the age of darkness.
Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone.
Yes, people, we're back. The darkness.
Oh, what is going on, CJ?
What is going on, Cote?
Not much, man. Not much. Sitting here recording this, drinking my beer, feeling good.
Awesome. I already downed my two beers. So I'm
good. Oh, damn, too. Nice. I got some catching up to do.
Yes, you do, my friend. Yes, you do. But no, you can always catch them in the darkness. There's plenty of room to fill out the dark void here.
Are you sure about that, man? That's a lot of space. That's a lot of darkness to fill up. I don't know if I can do it alone.
Well, you're not alone, Cody. You're here with me, and you're here with the peoples. Ooh. On the MovieSpoiler.com podcast.
So right.
Kicking, not worth the kicking the ass podcast, wherever you hear this lovely podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This experimental podcast, because, you know, I think we should go into our phase three, Cody.
Phase three? What do you mean by that, CJ? Yeah.
I want to find a way where we can do a... we can stream a game, like every Tuesday we play a game together and we record. So kind of like streaming. So if we can find a way to record and play a video game together, so we can still have one part podcast and the other part podcast/video game, that'd be awesome.
Okay, that's very ambitious. We'll see. Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we would have to get a game that we can play together.
Right.
Yeah. The only game that comes to mind as of now is Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, we have to start buying some.
Shit, that works for me.
Cause you have a PS4.
Yes, I do.
And I got a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we just need to find some games that's two players or that will allow us to talk online.
That shit. Chat online. Man, it really is a new year, man. You're actually playing games now. That's amazing. Playing games, and now you're listening to music. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah, man. I had to listen to music after seeing that Whiplash movie.
Jeez, are you just trying to impress some chick or something? Don't lie to me.
Oh, I got to impress a girl now, too?
Okay. I don't know. You changing all these things. I'm just wondering.
Well, you know, I'm a new me, man. I mean, you know, I just had a birthday yesterday.
That's right. So. You did. Happy birthday to you again.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I got to do out with the old and in with the new. Do you know that every 5 years you're not the same you that you were before?
Doesn't that go for like every second, technically?
No. I'm for real. Like every 5 years, physically, you're not the same person.
How so?
Because every 5 years you actually shed DNA that's a part of you. You shed old cells. You shed body parts, you shed organs and different atoms off of your body.
Wow, man, damn, now you're giving me science lessons too? Jesus Christ, man, I like this new CJ. I like this, man. Where's this guy been the last year?
Well, that's what happens when you get older, Cody. You got to get a little bit older and more, what they call that, mature.
Put on my big boy pants.
Yeah, so. You know, this is my last year of being in the 29s.
So man, that's right, dude. Yeah, you can become an old fuck next year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm going to be like Wayne, like 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's going to come in just full force, man.
What do you mean coming?
I hope you're ready.
What do you mean I hope I'm ready? It's already there.
No, it's already there. It's going to get worse.
I don't think you can get worse. Anything times zero is still zero. You can't get worse than that.
By this time next year, you're going to be saying, hey, people that like this. What?
You're I mean, saying like, hey people, welcome to the quantum solace. The Aurora Borealis, everybody. The Aurora Borealis.
I'm your host, Ohio Anthony. The fuck?
Ohio Jeremy. My name, I'm the OJ. I'm chasing after black women.
Whew, shit, man. I better plan out these shows right now while I get the chance with you, man. Gotta do them right.
I have a child that I'm gonna claim this time.
Wow, what the shit? That's what it takes for you to claim your child.
That's what it's gonna take to claim a child that's not mine. for me to lose my mind.
Oh, serious disease. That's what it will take. Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Man, so how'd your birthday weekend go, man?
Oh man, my birthday weekend went by really great. Okay. I had some great dinners out there with some great people. Drank some drinks and ate some great food. You know,
yeah, you got so drunk you drank some food. Wow.
Yeah, that's how drunk you want to get.
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
You know, so looking back in my life and being 28 of last year, it wasn't all that bad. You know, it was a transition for me.
Of course.
I mean, you know, definitely having like a new career and everything, mm-hmm. and new place to live and everything. So kind of, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only imagine what being 29 would bring me.
We shall find out, my friend. We shall find out.
Yeah, me too. One thing I plan to do is definitely travel more.
That's always nice.
And I know I'm gonna plan to come down to California for Comic-Con.
Oh, got to, man. Got to.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do Comic-Con, but I'll definitely come down.
We gotta worry about that shit. Everything outside of Comic-Con, that's why you go. That's the fun shit. That's the real stuff.
And then also, too, I'm already planning to go to Miami, because I've never been in Miami.
Ooh, Miami. Nice.
So, I just want to do a lot more traveling this year.
I'm with you, man. I want to do the same. I'm hoping to go to Austin again at some point this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm already planning to go back down there in the summer.
Okay.
So, I'll definitely let you know and let you people know, too.
Hell yeah. Fucking make it a party.
Meet up in Austin, yeah.
Why not?
Do the Dirty Six.
Oh my god, 36 with CJ and Cody. I want to see what that looks like, man. I want to see what that looks like.
Accidentally impregnate a hipster girl.
I imagine it's me shaking my head the entire night.
You know, I wouldn't be upset because they've been so fucking liberal down there, they probably get an abortion, so I'll be alright.
There you go. Right there. That'd be the perfect place to do it, CJ. Why didn't you move to Austin? Yeah. Hey, dude, you should totally move to Austin. To like solve all your problems, man.
Pretty much. I need to fucking go down. No, I don't. No, I don't. Cause, I'm already ruined now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Corey.
Yeah, you lost your street cred in Austin.
Yeah, I fucking did. Yeah, that used to be a dream of mine. But, you know, P1 destroyed another one. So.
Damn, well. P1, crushing dreams.
Yeah.
One of his most sought after talents.
Yeah, I guess. I can't wait till you die of cancer and AIDS. Jesus Christ. No. He'll be all right.
He'll be.
The AIDS will kill him before cancer.
Oh, man.
But, you know, you come to a new year, you kind of understand things a lot better, you know. You see things in a different light when you're older.
That is true. Get a little bit more battle hardened.
Yeah.
A little more experience. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, man. Yeah, because, man, I've been battle hardened, dude, in my youth, my the rightful age of 24. So, yeah.
Man, there ain't no hallways. What the hell hallway done for you?
Goddamn, it's been over a year. You motherfuckers. But not quit with that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a site called letsyourgo.com? That's not the name of the site.
Jesus,
I'm pretty sure this site is called Run Shit to the Ground.
Okay, I guess you got a point.
I mean, you run shit to the ground so bad on this site that you can pretty much cut a hole in the earth.
Okay, I guess you got a point right there.
You know that move that Superman used when Darkseid used when he trying to, that finishing move he used on Superman? When he punched him so hard, he goes all the way through the earth, and then he turns around and do shit again.
Okay. Now you got a point. I'll give you that.
Yeah. That's how jokes are on this site, so.
That's true.
Woo, everybody, hallways, babies, Canadians, Indians, Australian gayness, and I don't know what people want it. Bullshit.
Yeah, he wants a lot of things.
Yeah.
Humble is not one of them.
Stack banana. So, yeah, Cody. So don't you ever try to come at me about.
I will just keep my mouth shut on the hallway thing and just.
You will enjoy your hallway jokes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You will eat your hallway jokes in a hallway humble pie.
Okay.
You will sit in that fucking hallway and you will enjoy every last morsel of hallway-ness.
Anyway. Moving on.
Oh, I don't think we ever do that on this site.
Oh, goddamn. Just like me in real life.
I didn't forget about you too, Z. Child.
Speaking of Z, dude, I remember you brought up something a few weeks ago, like you saw his movie.
Yeah.
And you never got a chance to talk about that. We got to talk about it, man.
Oh, no.
No, we got to talk about it, CJ.
Oh, God.
I want to hear about that. I want to hear your thoughts on this, man. So I want to see if you got the same reaction that me and P1 did.
I wish he really was Roman Polanski, so he can do something foul and then run away from the country. So he can't make I hope he did touch a child and he ran away.
Man, tell me.
What I saw, I would turn him in. I would turn him in knowing that he's my buddy, but after seeing that movie, I'm like, good Lord.
Oh, man.
He's proud of it, too.
He should.
I went on his little site.
He should.
I saw his little, commercials from Tom and Cheese. It made me not even want to fucking eat the damn. grilled cheese sandwich restaurant.
CJ, that movie is a national treasure. How could you not be proud of that?
Yeah. Z, goddamn. Yeah, I saw that movie. 80 minutes. Is it 80 minutes? It was 80 minutes.
It's somewhere. That's close to it.
Like 80 minutes. One, tell your Negro that you got on there. Close his mouth. Stop licking his lips every 20 seconds. He bites his lip like over every second. He walking around that same gun, shooting people.
He barely uses the fucking gun. That's the thing.
Right. He carried the gun in every scene and don't use it. Biting his lip for all 10. Like, are we supposed to feel tense?
Every other second he keeps saying, all right, all we need is a plan. I come with a plan. All right, it's a plan.
Oh, God, I don't know what I was watching.
I was talking to P1, and we were both saying, like, man, Z should have cast you. You would have been perfect for that role.
I want to turn that to a comedy at that point. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It wasn't a comedy already enough?
No, it wasn't.
Well, I mean, you mean to tell me you weren't laughing your ass off at that sequence where they're playing that sappy-ass music, and they had that, it wasn't a montage, but it was a...
You gotta be more specific.
You know, remember, it was like in the middle of the movie.
All of it was sappy and, music.
Oh, CJ, the sappiest fucking song in the movie, dude. You can't tell me you don't remember. Let me see this shark spell. Goodbye, if I could try.
Oh, God.
My way home tonight. You don't remember that, CJ?
I want to contact the artist who ever made that song and have them sue for copyright infringement.
Man, tell me that wasn't the best sequence, CJ. Come on now. And the dialogue, you don't like the dialogue in that film?
Oh, that dialogue was atrocious. Atrocious with those, the girls, they talk like yammering bitches. The guys were just stupid baboons.
Damn.
Even Z tried to make himself, you know, an intelligent guy. But goddamn Z. I thought not another. I thought Date Movie was the worst movie I ever saw in my life.
No. Nope. No.
Z Movie were pretty fucking bad. I'm sorry.
No, I'm really sorry about. You gotta be honest, man. You gotta call shit for what it is.
You need to go back and I don't know, like, just use your audition room to have sex with underage women or something. That'd probably be a little better acting. That had better drama.
Yeah, but you saw Shades of that at the beginning, right?
Oh yeah, I saw that, right? Oh, look at that. Like, yeah. How old is that girl?
Man, that dude, that motherfucker was like at least 30. Like fresh out of middle school.
Well, people, this is Wayne interrupting the show to let you know for the next 40 minutes, apparently this was the Cody show because only Cody's microphone was working, so we lost about a good 30 minutes of the darkness. So I'm skipping ahead to when CJ's microphone actually works again. Sorry about that, people. Fuck you, CJ, seriously.
I know who the fuck that is. Thanks for playing during pocket.
The weird part about it is it's from this show called what you call it? Lazy Town.
Jesus. Okay.
The show Lazy Town is a kid show on Nick Jr.
And that's the song for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's a whole nother subculture with that show by itself. So it's something that we gotta get to later. On a later episode of this
show. Yeah, we got you, man, because I got to talk about that. Yeah. Just
yeah. So, people, yeah, we lost some on audio.
We could
play it for you, but it wouldn't be fair because it's just going to sound like Cody is a madman laughing at himself.
Yeah, well, technically, I'm kind of madman my way, but yeah.
I mean, here's the rundown of it. The gist of it is we kind of talked about evolving the show, doing other things with the show.
Him trying to turn the shit and do the bear and wasn't down with that shit and kind of told him off.
I don't, me not understanding where that sentiment came from.
Oh,
but,
no, you fuck
know,
you.
Okay. just saying.
That shit. People know exactly what I'm talking about.
They don't know exactly
what I'm talking about. I guess they would.
They all brainwashed by the P1.
If they listen all the way. Do you even do 50 episodes of that shit?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Listen to one. You see where I'm coming from. Yep, just CJ ego boosting. That's all it is.
Ego boosting, really?
Yep.
God, I don't see what you're talking about, but okay, if you say so. Yeah. I had to keep a mad woman from getting too crazy. If anything, that show kept Samantha from being crazier than she already was.
I'm glad that's one side effect. It made the rest of us listening like, damn, she puts up with this shit? Like, wow. That's amazing.
Put up with the shit. I treated her well.
Oh, okay. But act like she wasn't even there most of the time.
I talked to her.
Yeah. So you had somebody to talk to about your mishaps and or positive games in life.
Anyway. People, I just wanted to talk about that, kind of evolve the show too. maybe have some subculture talk. Like, I want to talk one about furries and the definition of furries and what consider people being a furry, that kind of stuff. So, very interesting topics.
Yeah, you talk about the Power Rangers going fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that before. Shit hit the fan.
Yeah, always something. That's fucking swear to God, man. Jesus.
Yeah, the Red Rangers allegedly stabbed his roommate.
And then alleged about that shit. That motherfucker stabbed him.
He hasn't been charged, but he is a suspect. So. Zordon is pretty much trying to hide him.
Red Ranger, hide here.
Alfred, get the Red Ranger out of there. He just murdered somebody with that attitude. Ay, ay, ay. He left his fingerprints on the sword.
The racist ass robot, yeah. Jesus.
Alpha, send the sword to Lord Zedd so they can plant that shit on him. I always wanted to send that nigga to jail. You got Zedd, he's like, "Oh, who put that sword here?" It's like Rodney King all over again. Ah. But the Red Power Ranger from Wild Force Power Rangers. He allegedly stabbed his roommate to death with a sword. Not charged though.
No,
because he had the power of the Power Rangers on his side. So
he has that Wild Force, that power.
Yeah. I hope when he was stabbing his roommate, allegedly. I hope when he was stabbing his roommate allegedly, he had the theme song and everything like going in the background. Like, I know that's terrible to think about, yeah, but come on now. It is. Maybe that's why, like, nobody heard the stabbing. He played this out loud. That's why all you heard was, like,
I'm trying to figure out who stabbed him.
You trying to get the door. He like, ah! Ah! He's stabbing me together! Ah!
Oh, Jesus.
Please help, so call the police now. I'm going to stab my roommate. Cause he getting the attitude. I'm gonna stab him so good with the prop I stole. That would be a motherfucker if he died to this song.
Man,
can you imagine like the blood leaving your body?
That would be hilarious. I ask him, "Would you find a wish? Hey, play this during my execution."
I hope they do convict him and then they murder him to that song.
Oh my god, it's horrible. But yes,
I can just see him just laying on the bed, blood dripping, and he's looking at his life like, what went so wrong in my life? And then all of a sudden all you hear is he's like, I didn't even get stabbed by Tommy. At least I could have got killed by Tommy or the Black Ranger.
I never got to meet Billy. Fuck this show.
I didn't even watch his show. I just said I did just to be cool with him. Because he had some Disney checks.
So they didn't give me a cameo on that reboot coming out in 2016. Fuck you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Horrible. Horrible, man. But shit, not as horrible as that last call during the Super Bowl season. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not see
it. Were you paying attention to shit else? Because that's kind of what I was doing, too. I didn't get too shit about the Super Bowl this year, even though I am a football fan. But the team's playing, I was like, yeah, I really don't give a fuck. I don't know what it was. Usually I do. Even if my team doesn't make it, I still usually tune in and have a good time watching Super Bowl. But this year, I don't know what it was. I just didn't give a quarter of a fuck.
My thing was the sharks. How did old Katy Perry sharks become a meme?
How did the Missy Elliott become a meme?
Oh, yeah, that gave the people nostalgia.
A lot of people didn't know who the hell she was, which is amazing to me.
Right. Until she died, she had to do her song, Work It, But They're Working. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah, man, I'm amazed every single fucking year. This has probably been like 5 years out of the entirety of the Super Bowl, how long they've been running. There have been only certain acts that actually fit, like, what football's all about. That's why I think, I get Super Bowl's like a global thing, and it fills all audiences, but dude, fucking Katy Perry. Really?
I'm telling you, do you see her sharks that she had on stage?
I saw those sharks, yeah.
Yeah, they got t-shirts and stuff now. Those sharks are like, they became famous for a quick second. Yeah. And then with the Super Bowl, besides watching the halftime, you know, it's always, you got to watch the commercials. The commercials suck now.
There was one in particular, I was like, what the fuck?
You got to say, which one was that, Cody?
You see the one with the only depressing one. Do you know what I'm talking about, CJ?
Oh, my goodness. The Nationwide?
With the kid?
Yes.
Man.
What was up with that?
What? I was just tuning in. I wasn't paying too much attention. Yeah. I was just kind of like, I was just glancing at it on off pace. But I was like, no, that's kind of cool commercial. And then you come to the end, it's like, yeah, that's all. I don't remember the exact quote, but he said something to the extent of like, yeah, that's all women are awesome, man. If I didn't die,
right?
I was like, what the fuck?
And I'm guessing the commercial was trying to talk about child death.
I guess.
And if you have insurance for that, it wasn't talking about preventing child death.
No,
just saying,
no.
Like, hey, kids die. Well, okay, like, thank you.
Wow, okay.
I'll try not to be a shitty parent.
Right, do we need this during the Super Bowl where you know millions are watching? Like, okay.
Hey, don't leave your kids in the tub. In that ancient ass, like, who has a tub like that? Right. That's one of the tubs you've seen in a murder film.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, he died. I saw somebody put a comment in the comment section like, oh, Billy dead. We about to make it rain, bitch. Nationwide.
Jesus.
And it said, like, somebody else said in the comment section, it said, like, this is how abortion really pays off.
Oh. God damn. Oh.
Oh, man, that's a comment section.
Nationwide, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, I don't know whose side you on. You're on the dark side, motherfucker.
Yeah, I get trying to have a message and all that, but fuck. Man, I was like, man, I didn't know how to react to that, honestly. Like, seriously, I was like, my mouth was open after I saw that commercial.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to have any kids.
Hell no. No. After that, you're like, well, fuck this.
Did he drown in the pool? Did he drown in the tub? Yeah. Like, if he drowned in the tub, then I kind of, I don't know, I think that's worse. That means like somebody really neglected that.
Yeah. God damn, Nationwide. What the hell? Those are better than those Canadian PSAs. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah, at least those are entertaining.
Right. This shit, I was just like, oh God, I feel horrible.
Now, other commercial that we saw that was actually really good was the one I saw, I think a lot of people saw, was seeing Walter White being back.
Man, oh, man, I love that. That came out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck is this? So Walter White, yep, Bryan Cranston back in form, man. Like, he never left. I was like, badass.
My question was, do you think he was really bald or he had a bald cap?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I know I heard him on the Howard Stern, and he says his wife hates him that he has
right,
a bald cap.
Right, yeah. I remember that, yep.
So I'm thinking, like, for the Super Bowl, did somebody say, like, look, we give you, like, $50 million mm-hmm. to be on that commercial. You got to be bald. I'm like, bitch, I'm sorry.
I don't know, because it looked like he was actually bald. I don't know if he was actually
it did.
Bald or it's just, like, some amazing bald cap. Whatever it was, it worked.
Maybe they CGI the baldness.
It's possible. Anything is possible to say it's CGI. That is for sure.
Yeah, but yeah. It was really good to see him.
Hell yeah. That was awesome.
There wasn't any other commercial that stood out.
Yeah, some of the movie stuff wasn't too great. I mean, Jurassic World, that was cool.
Yeah.
But it didn't have me on my edge of my seat, necessarily. So, I don't know. There's rumors that it was supposed to be a Batman v Superman TV spot, but that shit didn't happen.
The only thing they had was some extended Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the only thing, like, worth mentioning. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because these damn spots are getting too expensive these days, and studios are like, nah, yeah, fuck that. I'm good.
I don't fuck it. You go to hell, see it anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, makes sense.
We'll get into about that time, Cody. So.
About that time, unfortunately. Goddamn. Oh, so much good stuff on that previous lost recording. Fuck, man. Oh, I hate that. Hate it. It's the worst.
Well, do we have any questions or anything?
Yes, we do. Yes, we
do. Oh, good. What the hell?
Oh, yes. These questions come from episode 59. The first one comes from Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid. He says, yep. Hearing that CJ was going to be at Austin and appearing on Double Toasted, I had a feeling that P1 would go around and message Martin about this quote-unquote little situation with Gloriel. I don't know how to spell the baby's name.
Don't worry, not even her mother knows how to spell that name.
And hearing CJ's reaction to that made me laugh my ass off. Yeah, that's an appropriate reaction, Mac. I had the same exact reaction. It was awesome. But I loved every second of it. Every fucking second.
I'm glad you enjoy yourself, Blue Hybrid. You know, that was the worst thing. At least, if the worst thing I walked away from that show, the people laughing at me, it could have been worse. They could have been telling me to boo, get that nigga off. I don't know if you were reading the comments or the chat or whatever.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of kicking myself because I bought a bottle of tequila and I should have challenged Andrew to like a shot of tequila challenge.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now that would have just shut the whole show down. Yeah. That motherfucker. Oh, God.
And rumor has it they're going to try to bring back Cyborg Cowboys with Andrew and somebody else.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You enjoy Cyborg Cowboys, didn't you?
I don't know about all that. I don't know if it's...
Do you ever see it?
Yeah, I saw it. Right. I saw it. I don't know if enjoy is the word I would use for it, but... Okay. Hey, they want to do that, more power to them. I don't know if I want to watch that, but hey.
It would be Andrew and somebody else. No, Max JJ.
Yeah, oh, God.
Max Fish JJ.
Poor fucking soul.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm glad you laughed at it, Mac Bluebird. So yeah.
How can you not? That was an amazing segment. It was awesome, CJ.
I hope you die one day. Or I hope I'll outlive you so I can watch you die.
Hope you outlive me. I don't know, man. The Alzheimer's gonna kick in next year, so good luck with that, bitch.
That's fine.
Ariana, she has a response to that. She says, P1 is one hell of a friend, huh, CJ? LOL.
I never called him my friend. I never even associated him with being not even an acquaintance. Sorry, not even an enemy. So
what is he then? That's what I want.
I don't know. I think he's just an anomaly.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like a robot companion. You know,
just damn.
Like, like, I need him to keep me alive in a sense, but I just want to die slow.
Wow. Fast. Okay, so you need P1 to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Man, you just gave him so much fuel. You have no idea what you just done, CJ.
I don't know how you got that out of that. But, all right.
Really? You just admitted that you need P1 to stay alive. That's what you just said.
I don't know. I just said...
You just said that.
Okay.
That man, you just gave fuel for the rest of the year.
All right, well, I hope you take that and do what you want with it.
Congratulations. Wow. Jesus Christ, CJ. What the fuck have you done?
Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. Wow. Yeah, I would agree with you, Ariana. P1 is one hell of a, well, I guess not a friend in CJ sense. I guess he's an anomaly, as he would say, that he needs to stay alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. CJ needs P1 to keep his heart beating.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that. I was going to let that grow in and out of itself.
Go ahead, because I really don't even know what that means.
Okay, all right. You'll see it in a few weeks. next question comes from Cynthia, and she says, "Oh, please, Cody, don't let CJ turn the show into Do the Bear."
What?
AKA, what? Let's all hear a show about Chicago John's weekend. Yawn, pretty boring. Damn, okay.
I want you to listen to this episode.
Dave, you found out. I thought that was pretty entertaining here about his fuck ups and all that. I don't know. No, I guess that was just me. All right, but I can guarantee you this, Cynthia. This shit will not turn into Do the Fucking Bear. Never. Ever in a million fucking years. I will not allow that. I don't give a fuck how much he would try to convince me or anybody else otherwise. That shit ain't happening. Not gonna. See, right, CJ? Not fucking happening.
I'm doing it now.
No, you, fuck you are.
No, I'm doing it now.
The
I wasn't even gonna.
You are.
I would doing the bear was not even in my radar until you and this cunt sauce did it.
Jesus Christ! Wow.
You too, Cynthia. So, there you go.
Wow. It struck a nerve. Bring out the C word. Okay, CJ. All right. Just mad because they're just struck the nerve. just bringing out shit that you know is true. That Do the Bear bullshit.
Not
CJ, the you don't know, just Do the Bear Hour, or AKA, let's stroke CJ for an hour.
I don't know, y'all, you get that one.
That's all it was.
See, y'all drink the Kool-Aid, man. Just drink the Kool-Aid and just attack.
Sammy must have been fucking crazy to put up with that shit for all those.
She is crazy. That's why she put up with that shit.
Like, damn. Like, yeah, I'm gonna listen to Chicago John talk about all his problems and shit, and I'm gonna basically put in not a word at all. I just agree with him. Wow. Yeah.
I don't see a problem.
No.
I don't know.
Of course, it's not a problem for you, CJ. It was your show, and it was called Do the Bear. So it was all based on you, so yeah. Of course I can see a problem with it. Uh-huh. Yeah, you fucking egotistical son of a bitch. Anyway. Wow. Last question comes from, Super Bowl winner Tom Brady himself. He says, finally checked out the Lego movie based on it being on your best of list. Gotta say, I'm not that impressed. I mean, the writing is definitely there, but I don't see why some people are angry that it didn't get nominated.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It got nominated at the Golden Globes and still lost to what I thought was a better looking film and good writing.
Which is?
Attached to it, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, get that bullshit out of here.
You guys think it would have won an Oscar if nominated, even though it's losing at other awards? Go ahead, CJ.
One. Oh my god, like How to Train Your Dragon 2 is just a simple movie, just like oh my mother is a shitty ass mother that like abandoned the baby to go raise some fucking dragons. Now I gotta fight Milli Vanilli in the storm and have some dragon wars. I don't know. It definitely was not How to Train Your Dragon 2 was definitely not better than the Lego movie. It was still boring. It's fucking boring to me. It was not funny at all. You still had a hiccup with the same fucking, I'm a hiccup in my voice, and I don't know why. And
You know what? I'm with Tom Brady on this. I haven't seen How to Train Your Dragon 2 yet, but as far as the Lego movie goes, like I thought it was good. I didn't think it lived to the hype that everybody was putting on it.
If he would have said something different, like if he would have compared it to something different, like the Miyazaki film that came out with the World War II and the planes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, that was awesome. That was amazing. That was actually great. How to Train Your Fucking Dragon 2.
I don't know, man. A lot of people like that movie, so I...
Yeah. A lot of people like bullshit, so yeah, it's fine.
So, I mean, I don't know. He asked, do you guys think it would win an Oscar if nominated, even though it's losing at the other awards?
No, it's not. We got people like you and Cody who are going to vote for How to Train Your Dragon 2
Like I said, I don't know. That's pretty much the only animated movie I've seen this year, so I can't really comment on that. So I don't know. Like I said, I thought it was just it was good. It was fun. It was good. I had fun with it, but it wasn't.
What are your best animated then? Tell me of all the animated movies you saw. What's your best?
Like I said, I think that was the only one I saw this year. Well, last year, 2014.
You didn't see anything else?
No, not really.
Big Hero 6?
No, I didn't see Big Hero 6.
Okay.
So
so it was your best animated movie.
I guess by default, but...
Yeah, there you go. Shut the hell up.
Oh, fuck you. You dick bitch.
How to Train Your Co-Host. So you can do the bear.
Yeah.
Do the bear, come back, exactly. 2015.
That's all you were doing.
Do the bear.
All those years ago, How to Train Your Co-Host. That's what you should have called it.
Yeah.
How to Train Your Co-Host, listen to your bullshit.
So now she's on the loose now, so look at it.
Yeah, she didn't realize what she was doing all those years. She's like, yeah, fuck this. Sammy and Shane.
The twist is the chain wasn't even there.
Oh, it was there.
It was her own chain.
No.
Goth clothes.
No, it was there. it was all psychological. Sammy, I don't know how you bought into that shit. I don't get it.
I don't know how y'all bought into this shit.
Well, no, we didn't. We called the bullshit for what it was.
And
that's what Sammy didn't do. That's the problem.
Yeah. I'm just surprised. I just did a show just talking about a day like every other fucking person. To do a podcast when they talk about their day.
Like,
and then I get caught out being egotistical.
That's because you are.
Oh, God, you drinking that Kool-Aid.
I ain't doing shit, no.
God, I am
not drinking that Kool-Aid, CJ. I am not.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, yeah. There you go, everybody. That's the darkness, everybody.
That's the darkness, episode 60. Oh, I wish we had all the good shit in there, man.
I don't wish anything. I wish... No.
Fuck you. Don't get mad because we're calling you up for bullshit.
Hey, you ain't gonna call me
every
out of
every week is something. Every
whatever.
Now it's Drew the Bear. Come back to the service.
I feel like a Muslim trying to live in Texas. Yeah, just get no love. Can't even represent your thing.
Yeah. Like. You wonder why. You wonder why, CJ. You wonder why. All these goddamn repressed issues.
Press
issue. Yeah, I ain't gonna fucking hear it, CJ.
I'm fucking talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You just don't want to fucking admit it. I cannot wait till the Alzheimer's kick in and see you saying like baffling shit that you just admit now that you didn't want to talk about years ago. I can't wait for that. 1 year, CJ. 1 year.
That'd be the ultimate dude to be in that. So.
Yeah.
There you go, people.
Yeah, fuck up.
Anyway, that's the podcast. I'm Chicago John.
Alright, I am Cody, people. If you want to listen to you want to get in touch with us, you can follow me at Twitter on what the fuck? Yeah, I'm fucking it all up. Follow me on Twitter at Cody W. And you can follow me on Facebook at CodyWilliams.com. I am the one with the shield. And I guarantee you, people, I will not lead you on or give you my bullshit and try to pump up my ego. Tell you about my weekend, act like I'm the most important person in the world. I would not do that to you. So, hey, I'm a good guy. At least that's what most people tell me. So, hey, I'm nice. I'm cool. I'm humble. So, yeah, people, there you go. CJ, where can they find you at, you egotistical son of a bitch?
You can find me at Chicago John, the Bear. If you want to contact me and want to not believe shit that other people tell you about me. So there you go. You come get the truth from me.
Oh, the truth. Okay.
I want to, if you want to feel that you already know the truth, you really just don't. So there you go. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you say, my man. Whatever you say. All right, anyway, people, that's the Darkness episode 60.
And the Darkness episode, everybody.
We know you have a choice in listening to the podcast, and we appreciate you for listening to the Darkness this week. So, yes, people, in order to get to that light at the end of the tunnel, you must first go through the Darkness.
Darkness!
And not CJ's bullshit, because that ain't fucking happening.
All right, we're doing Do the Bread next week. Everybody come back. Brand new episode.
DJ, you go fuck yourself in a ditch.
All right.
Lady, you beautiful bastard.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody.